Thank you, Mr. President. Today I am speaking on behalf of the Gender Working Group, which includes DCA, GICHD, the Halo Trust, HI, ICBL, Mine Action Review, Mines Action Canada, MAG, and MPA. We commend the presidency for their focus on gender across the preparations for the review conference. In particular, we welcome the inclusion of actions regarding both gender-sensitive programming and gender equality in the Oslo Action Plan. We also welcome the suggestion made by the UK a bit earlier to elaborate a bit more on gender in the various outcome documents. We have heard reflections on resourcing the implementation of cross-cutting themes, including gender, but we'd like to underline that gender-sensitive mine action is, in fact, the bare minimum for efficient and effective programming. It is a community-driven approach based on an understanding of the different needs and roles of women, girls, boys, and men. In addition to gender-sensitive mine action, we need to promote gender equality and eliminate discrimination against women in line with legally binding commitments already made by the international community. We want to highlight the importance of having gender-specific actions and indicators in the action plan. And we would like to also emphasize that we need to make sure that we do this effectively and not just talk about it. My colleagues will elaborate further on proposals to strengthen gender in discussions in section four. And I would also like to speak on behalf of MAG to say that we would like to echo Netherlands' proposal to include information management. This should be a cross-cutting theme, and it is something that is essential for the plan to be measurable. Thank you, Mr. President.